The Brave and the Bold introduces Metamorpho, the Element Man. Deep inside an ancient lost pyramid in the upper canyons of the Nile, a lone man is borne on a moving stone slab towards an object that grows with the heat of 100 suns. Suddenly, as a strange radiant energy bombards his very cells, the man utters his last conscious cry.
Sapphire!
Who is this man? What brought him to this bizarre fate? You are about to observe the most startling event of all time. You are now about to witness the origin of Metamorpho! Can your nerves take it? Can you stand the shock? Then turn this page to see how it all began! At a great city airport, chaos, consternation, and sheer confusion reign as a sleek silver plane circles for a landing.
It's him, Rex!
Hey, get him again!
What a man!
Here he comes, Ed. Rex Mason, soldier of fortune. Back from South America with the secrets of the Indian witch doctors who shrink the human body.
Yeah, another mission completed for old Simon Stagg, alias Mr. Millions. What a life this guy leads!
The sleek ship lands, taxis to a halt, and as a tense hush falls, the door opens!
Where's Mason?
A tiny figure coming out! Oh, oh no!
He's been shrunk into
What has happened to the famed adventurer? The answer starts a few minutes earlier, on a highway leading to the airport.
Let me pass, you nincompoop. I'm on my way to meet my fiancé, Rex Mason.
Look, Miss Stagg, just because you're rich, beautiful, and insulting doesn't mean I can't give you a ticket.
Just then, droning overhead.
A plane! Rex's plane!
Hey!
Seconds later, as a beautiful size 5 shoe lead foots the gas pedal.
There he is! Skydiving down to meet me!
And over the fabulous auto's special communication hookup.
Hi, honey. I recognize that Tin Lizzy of yours through the aerial scope. Harry's taking the plane in. I'm decoying to your loving arms.
Oh, Rex, you wonderful fool!
Plunges the skydiving speck as the car maneuvers at top speed.
Left, baby, left. Little more gas. That's it.
Next instant, just above the racing, swerving vehicle.
Kraken silk. Contact.
Sapphire, I missed you, baby.
Rex, oh, you wonderful, crazy, reckless, marvelous hunk of man, you.
Thus, at the airport.
It's awful!
I feel faint!
Wait a minute, I smell a Rex Mason gag.
Sure enough, upon closer inspection.
One call! More Rex B. Parthers! An insult to the city! Hey, whoa!
What a story! Rex Mason makes fools of Mayor and Simon Stagg! Wait till old Mr. Millions hears about this!
Old Mr. Millions, Simon Stagg, brilliant scientist and tycoon, who loves only power, has already heard about it. For in a great mansion near the city limits...
I warned you, Master. I warned you. Mason's not to be trusted. Look!
Hmm. the secret video camera in my daughter Sapphire's car. It's getting a very clear picture today.
Oh, yes. Look, it's Mason making love to her. Oh, I can't stand to watch. How could she love that grandstanding pretty boy? When I love her at the strength Mason can never equal.
You poor prehistoric oaf. When Rex brought you back from Java in your petrified state, and I gave you life again after your million-year sleep, I never dreamed I also gave you a romantic schoolboy's heart. But don't worry, Mason won't marry her. No one will without my approval. Mason's disobeyed my orders for the last time.
What do you have in mind, Master?
A very special mission for a very special man. The Orb of Ra!
Shortly, on the highway.
Miss Stagg, your father requests the presence of you and Mr. Mason at once.
Listen, chum. You can tell the old tyrant that Rex Mason doesn't salute whenever Simon Stagg clears his throat.
The black-clad figure gestures, Anne.
Sorry, but I have my orders.
Blast it! Stagg doesn't own me. Nobody owns Rex Mason.
Please, darling, there's nothing we can do.
As the truck roof slides back and the vehicle roars away...
Well, sweetheart, let's make the best of it. This is a lot more private than that highway.
Oh, Rex, you're the most...
Soon!
Stagg, I'm telling you not to sic your goons on me anymore. I did my job.
Your anger's so much noise, Rex, my boy. You didn't do the job. You didn't bring back the secret shrinking elements of the Indian witch doctors.
Oh, didn't I? There it is.
What? Shiva! She's shrinking, dwindling.
Check, Stagg. I only guaranteed to bring the potion back. I didn't guarantee to give it to you. It's too dangerous for anyone like you to play around with.
Let me have him, Master. Let me scramble those pretty boy looks.
No, Java. Let's face it. Rexy boy is right. He didn't guarantee to give you the potion. Touché, Mason. Now, I have another job for you. And this one pays $1 million, successful or not.
A million? That's a lot of bubblegum.
No, Rex. We're going to be married. You can't go off on another dangerous mission.
Amen, baby. That kind of loot I can't turn down. It means I won't have to work for your father anymore. We'll both be free of his millions and his power madness.
But suppose something happens to you?
You know nothing can hurt old Rex, honey. Big Daddy has sent me to the roughest places and I've always come back. Right? Right. I'm your boy, Stagg. What's the job?
To bring back the Orb of Ra. And to make sure you do, I'm sending Java along with you. Now, here is your mission.
That night, at Simon Stagg's private airfield...
Rex, darling, I wish you wouldn't go. I'm so worried. How will I get by until you return?
Oh, you'll break 20 more hearts while spending another millionaire father's money. That'll pass the time.
No, Rex, please stay. I've got a premonition that something horrible will happen to you.
I promise to come back your same old ever-loving Rex. Just a million richer. Adios, sweetheart.
As the plane taxis away...
Why have you done this to me, Father?
Whatever do you mean, dear daughter? This mission will make you rich, independent. He'll be able to marry you. You should be thanking me. After all, how can you know that it'll be years before you ever see Mason again? Java will see to that.
And as the plane wings through the night...
You must be crazy, Mason. Leaving Sapphire to go on a tap-out mission with only a freak for company. Still, I've got to get Stag's million. I've got to.
He'll never return to Earth, but I will. Then perhaps the Master can alter my body as he did my brain. Make me handsome. Then she'll love me.
On drones the plane across seas and continents, till finally...
the Valley of the Upper Nile. Now, according to old Stag's instructions, the orb's location is only a few miles from here. Inside the lost pyramid of Acton. There it is, in that hidden canyon. That red color, it must be a rose stone.
But as Rex brings the plane over the ancient structure...
great guns. It's glowing with fantastic heat. Desert's hot, but that thing's lots hotter.
What incredible power is making the old pyramid scorch even the Sahara sky? What fate is Rex Mason plunging into with reckless bravery? Metamorpho, the Element Man!
I find this hilarious.